You guys ready for some speed jokes?
They're sponsored by Team Hochberg. Here we go. I got this note from one of our listeners in Arizona who said, "Hey, John Williams," he sends in jokes all the time, "my losing streak continues." He was not selected to win the coveted Speed Jokes coffee mug or glass. John, I'd love to host the first Speed Jokes pint glass here in Arizona. I used to think that the Illinois General Assembly was pretty nuts. Then I was introduced to the Arizona legislature. Wow, it's a whole different league. John Johnson sent us some jokes in Indiana. And Debbie Simon in Carpentersville, thank you. Lori Jensen, Betty Stein, Floyd White, Jan Montalbano of Lyle, Steve Veach, Gracie in Elk Grove Village, Bob Corley, and Helen in South Milwaukee wrote, "Best to you in 2022. And here's to 50 jokes from 50 states in 50 days. Speed jokes."
Yeah.
Yeah, that's our objective. I think we got Idaho nailed down. Don't know about Montana and Vermont. If you've got family or friends in any of those 50 states, remember, when Speed Jokes moves to its new time on January 3rd at 10:38, we're going to try and get 50 jokes in 50 days from 50 states. Tell your friends. And Father Ron at St. Bede Abbey and Academy in Peru wrote to us and said, "Prayers and best wishes for a truly happy and joyous Christmas. P.S. I've been saving my Speed Jokes cup and we'll start using it on Christmas Day." Here we go now. We got some new jokes for you. What does the gingerbread man use to make his bed? Cookie sheets. There were actually four wise men, but number four was turned away. He was the guy that brought the fruitcake. Santa's cutting back on using the chimney this year. He's afraid of catching the flu. Hey, Dave, how many teenagers does it take to screw in a light bulb?
How many?
Whatever.
Boy, John, meat prices sure have soared.
That's right, Dave. The cheapest meats in the grocery store right now are deer testicles.
You don't say.
Yes, Dave. They're always under a buck. Hey, here's a fun stunt this week. On Christmas Eve, take a Lexus out for that 24-hour test drive. Park it in the neighbor's driveway. Put a huge bow on the top. And just sit back and enjoy. How did Mary and Joseph know Jesus' weight when he was born? They had a way in a manger.
John, I'm not saying you're old.
Well, thank you, Dave.
But if you were milk, I'd sniff you first.
It's okay to talk to yourself, and it's okay to answer yourself. Here's what's not okay to do, everybody. Having to repeat yourself because you weren't listening. Now we've gone one step too far. And finally, lots of you have sent this one in. What do you call a bunch of chess players bragging about their games in a hotel lobby? We've heard this one before. I don't think we've read it on the radio, but so many of you sent it in. Today we push this button. What do you call a bunch of chess players bragging about their games in a hotel lobby? Why, that's chestnuts boasting in an open foyer.